Awaiting the governor's action is a bill changing the maximum the state can pay out in such cases. Representative Al Riley sponsored the bill in the wake of the crisis that's claimed 13 lives.
First of all, they ought to be able to live in wherever they are with a modicum of safety. And that didn't happen at the Quincy Veterans Home. So what we wanted to do was to lift the cap and take it to $2 million from the archaic $100,000 that it was set in 1972.
Riley says those survivors would still have to sue and win or settle. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio on 105.9 FM.